The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Good morning. Well, it is finally over. The World Cup has come to an end after 64 games. Remote controls will ceremoniously be handed back by football fans and television viewing can return to normal. Dogs will be walked and dinners may be cooked and not eaten out of a box. And of course, we'll continue to lament the absence of Bill O'Hurley. It must have been a very emotional night for him. And later in the show, we go behind the scenes with Bill for his very last broadcast. Also, I was watching it on Saturday. How funny was the Apres match punditry for the third place playoff? I thought it was priceless. If you saw it, let me know what you thought. 51551. Later as well, I'll be chatting with UB40 frontman Ali Campbell, who's coming to Dublin later in the year. And speaking of gigs, a gig I would have loved to have been at took place on Friday night in Sweeney's in Dame Street. Cavan band The Stripes blew the roof off the place, and drummer Evan Walsh is on the line. Evan, good morning to you.
Morning, how's it going?
I'm good. Did you get to watch the final last night?
I don't actually follow football now, but my family are big into it. So it's been in the house a lot. But I wasn't watching it because we're in Galway at the minute.
Oh, you're on your family holiday, I've been told.
Well, sort of. Visiting my sister who's down in the Gaeltacht.
Very good.
Yeah.
So listen, tell me about the gig then in Sweeney's on Friday. You were playing there and Sir Bob just unexpectedly walked in.
Yeah, well, pretty much we weren't expecting him to turn up at all. It was a gig we were looking forward to very much because, I mean, Sweeney's was the first club we played in Dublin when we started out. It was in 2011 we played our first gig there and then kind of played pretty regularly for the next, year, 18 months. Mm. So it was a great feeling to be back and doing it in really small, intimate sort of venue. So we were looking forward to it anyway, stumbling. But then he turned up with BP Fallon, who is a friend of ours anyway. Like, he's introduced on stage a good few times. And it was incredible, really, that he'd turn up. And since he was there, we said, would he be up for it? Get up and do a number, and he did. Like towards the beginning of the set, and did an old blues song, right, and filled up number 9.
Brilliant. And so, had you guys? You hadn't rehearsed. You hadn't done anything like that.
No, not at all. Hadn't even anticipated it until maybe 20 minutes before we were going on. He turned up and had a brief chat with him, and then Next time we saw him was on stage.
Brilliant stuff. And had you met him before?
Yeah, we have. Back in September when we were promoting the album, we did the Late Late Show the same night as the Boomtown Rats. So we'd met him before that and had chatted to him and chatted to all the Rats, actually. And they were all really, really good lads.
And it's pretty cool having such a legend like that come along and obviously be a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, and I mean, well, we're huge fans of his. I mean, he's one of the most articulate, intelligent men, I'd say, of the last, century or so, and has achieved what he's achieved, on a worldwide scale. It's incredible, the things he's done with himself. So
what did you and the lads talk about afterwards? I mean, what did it mean to you when the gig was over?
It was a great feeling, a highlight to get up, and play with someone that you really admire and, the early Rat stuff, we're very big into, it's kind of a similar sort of vibe to what, we'd be trying to do. They had that kind of rhythm and bluesy sort of thing going on. And we're big fans of theirs, listening to them, an awful lot. So, I mean, yeah, it's like there's not much more you can talk about afterwards than just how much you enjoyed it. And, what a lovely man he is.
Yeah, and chalk it down on the bucket list, ticked, as in played with the legend himself. He's older, I think, than the combined age of the entire band. Am I right in saying that?
I don't know if he's that old now, but I'd have to get the calculator out. I'm not sure.
And tell me, what's going on? Because you're making huge waves, not just here, but internationally as well. What's going on with the band at the minute?
On Wednesday, we're off to Japan for the third time to do a couple of festivals there. And then after that, we're going from Japan to Australia. We've never been there, so we'll be doing a couple of our own club dates and then a Splendor in the Grass festival. And then popping back over to Japan again to do another festival and then flying back to Ireland.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we're big fans of The Stripes here on The John Murray Show. So thanks a million for talking to us and good luck in Japan as well.
No bother. Thanks for having me.
That's Evan Walsh, drummer with the Stripes. And it's great, actually, just even reading for Bob Geldof in the papers today. I mean, it's still very raw, Peach's death. And, you know, please God, he's looking after himself. And he was quoted in The Independent as saying that performing live, it was his first Irish performance since his daughter's death. And he said that performing like that helps him purge some of the pain of her death and that the loss is still very raw. But, you know, it was great to be supporting Irish talent. All right, back after this.
The John Murray Show on RTÉ Radio 1.